Thank you very much. And now to lighten the mood, here's the King Cole Trio giving out with You Know That I Know. Of the usual intermission, I'd like to bring back those two boys you heard early in the show, and they don't look any happier now than they did then. Man Tan Morland and Ben Carter.
Look at you, Mr. Carter. You and me has been friends for a long time, ain't we?
That's right, Man Tan.
Well, you're in charge of that marriage bureau for lonely people, so I'd like for you to help me find a wife.
Mantan, you have come to the right place to find a wife. Now, before we start to talk business, I have a form here with some questions that have to be answered. Question number one, how much do you want to pay for a wife?
Well, have you got anything nice for about $10 or $15?
Oh, sure, I have a few at that price, but they're retreads.
I'll take one. I'll take one of them if you can guarantee the mileage.
Look here, son. Look here.
Hmm?
Marriage is a very serious thing. Now, was you ever married before?
Once.
Was you ever divorced?
Twice.
Now, wait a minute. How could you be married once and divorced twice?
I got a good lawyer.
He must be good.
Good? Why, he's a shyster.
I see. Now, tell me this, Mantan. What do you demand most in a woman?
Appearance, Mr. Carter, and the sooner the better.
No. No, you don't understand, Mantan. I'm trying to find out what kind of a woman would appeal to you.
Oh, well, now that's different. Well, in the first place, she has to be a woman.
Yes?
And from then on out, it doesn't matter.
Hey, tell me, Mantan, when did you first feel the urge to merge?
Well, last night I was sitting alone in my living room thinking of a beautiful woman. And I thought to myself, wouldn't it be nice if a girl that I felt it with her...
I've felt that way myself, Mantan, many times. Now, the best thing to do when you feel like that is...
I tried that too, but it didn't help. What a man really needs is a woman that will...
Modern women don't do that. Now, this is a day and age when women don't like
you. She will if she loves you. The first girl I went with had a good heart. In fact, she had the biggest...
It couldn't be that big. Now, how come you broke up with this girl?
Well, you see, I used to call on her every...
That's the wrong night. Now, you should have waited till...
I did. But nothing seemed to please her, so we broke up.
I see. Well, Mantan, that's too bad.
Oh, I took it pretty hard at first. I used to sit in the house and brood, but finally, I decided to forget about her. Now, all I want in life is...
You can't get it. Now, I could give you an address.
Where?
It's,
I was there. You know they told me...
That's what they told me. But I didn't take no for an answer. I told them...
I told them the same thing, but it didn't happen.
I think I can help you. But first, I'd like you to tell me just what type of woman you'd like to marry.
Oh, well now, what type do you have?
Well, first I have type A. That's the type most of my customers prefer. You see, they own their own sewing machine.
Well, I wouldn't care for that. You see, sewing machines would keep me awake all day. Mm-hmm.
Well, then we have type C. They do outside work and you have the house to yourself.
Oh, well, that's type C.
Mm-hmm, that's type C.
Well, what about type B?
Mantan, that's women with money. We's all out of them. You know, that's how come I like to talk to you.
Why?
Because you and me seem to agree with each other.
We sure do, though. Look here, Mr. Carter. But what about my wife?
Mantan, I think I have just the girl for you.
Is she a tall girl with a beautiful figure, pearly teeth, and wavy hair?
She hasn't got wavy hair.
Well, is she tall with a beautiful figure and pearly teeth?
Well, she hasn't got pearly teeth.
Well, is she tall with a beautiful figure?
She isn't tall.
Well, has she got a beautiful figure?
No.
Well, is she a girl?
Yes.
I'll marry her.
Say, look at that pretty little girl standing at the microphone. It's lovely little Judy Carroll.
I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be. Yet there you were in love with me. Your lips were close, very close, so I kissed them, but you didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long must a gal go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do, baby. Say it and make my craziest dream come true.
Now, in keeping with our jubilee, Noble Sissel and Jesse Choir are going to join in with the band while they praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
and pass the ammunition.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and swing into position.
Can't afford to sit around a wishing.
Praise the Lord, we're all between perdition and the deep blue sea. Ah, the sky pilot said,
now you gotta give him credit.
A son of a gunner was he. Oh, praise the Lord, we're on a mighty mission.
All aboard, we ain't a-going to fishing.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition. Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and we'll all stay free.
Just about finishes half hour. The next time Jubilee comes your way, here's hoping you're tuned in. Now, Noble, is there anything you'd like to say?
Yes, there is. It's just this. It was a pleasure to add what I could to this program. And I assure you, the boys in my band feel the same way, and I hope to be back again soon.
Thank you, Noble Sissel. This is Ernie Whitman saying, on behalf of Judy Carroll, Man Canmore, and Ben Carter, the King Cole Trio, and Noble Sissel and his band, so long and good luck.
Jubilee is presented for the men in the armed forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America. This program has been a part of our English language shortwave service.